soon after has a revelation, reinvents his life.
Hello and welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and we are going to do some back breaking right now with chiropractor Dr. Tanya Howard. My back is aching, so I'm hoping she can give me a virtual, treatment. Yes, virtual treatment. Dr. Howard is a wife, a mom, a chiropractor, a skier, and an occasional guest on my show, and it is very, very nice to have her with us again. Hi, Dr. Howard.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me again. It's great to be back.
It's a pleasure. So it's Father's Day, and I know you had some thoughts about mom and wife's roles in empowering or not empowering dad, so I'd like to kind of cut right into it and also give you a opening anytime in this or the next segment to give a shout-out to any father that you would like to recognize in your life or that you have a feeling towards. So the floor is yours, my dear.
That's awesome. Well, since you gave me the opportunity, I have to shout out to my husband, Braden, who got not only a wife 5 years ago in Charleston, South Carolina, but he got two daughters. And my girls are lucky enough to have their biological dad in their life, Frank, but they also have their stepdad, my husband, Braden. And I say of the three of us, he's actually the best, most intuitive parent. And I'm so blessed that he took on not only the role of a loving husband, but that of a really, really loving stepdad. And we don't use the word step in my family. He's just their dad. And I'm very grateful. I love him so much.
So there's dad one and dad two? Are they just have two dads?
Well, there's dad, which is Frank, and then there's B daddy for Braden daddy. So it's
okay,
very affectionate.
Okay. Very, very cool. Ironically, I don't know if we've ever discussed this. My wife, in essence, took on the same role as Braden also 5 years ago. She came into a house with two boys that were not hers. There was no ex involved because their mom is not in the picture, but she had to deal with them 24/7 and also was largely an unselfish and also much more intuitive parent in many ways than I was. So that's interesting that we share that. Anyway, on to the other topic, which you are were interested in sharing, which is what women do to empower and not empower their husbands and their fathers.
Yeah, you know, Bruce, I'm a pediatric chiropractor and lifestyle blogger, and I've been in practice for over 25 years, and I see a lot of young families in my practice. And what I hear over and over and over again from the moms is that they'd like for their husbands to do more or be a better dad. And then what I hear from the dad, sometimes on the same visit, but often at a different time, is that if only their wife would allow them to be a better dad. And I try to play a little bit of therapist because, you know, chiropractic is about health and everything in your life affects your health, especially your primary relationship. So, you know, being in pediatric and family care, I really try to get them talking about this really important subject because if you don't get, I don't want to say ground rules, but if you don't establish your roles pretty early on in raising children, it's going to be a lifetime of misery for someone, possibly many people.
I think it's very interesting, and we talked with Dr. Liz Mathias in the previous segment about patterns that families establish and how we get locked into these patterns or these roles. So it's very much what you're saying, only in this case it's very targeted to how the women are creating a role for their partner in the parenting side of it, and maybe how the partner or the man in many cases is not either fighting back, challenging, or stepping up to do a better part on his own as well.
Exactly. And it really comes down to biology. You know, back in caveman days, you know, women, we have this hormone called oxytocin. It's called the love hormone. It's secreted during labor and delivery. It's secreted, you know, very strongly during breastfeeding, and it's responsible for mother-child bonding. You know, men don't have that. They have testosterone because in caveman days, they wanted to hunt and gather and protect and feed us, and the women had to just raise and grow the children. So biologically, we're wired for women to be the caregivers and nurturers and men to be the hunter-gatherers, protectors. But now, you know, come back to 2014, and we want, you know, kinder, gentler men, but yet we're both not wired to allow that in our household. So it's this kind of dichotomy. We'd like it, but we're not quite sure how to get there. And that oxytocin is a really, really strong hormone. I mean, I would have taken down a door or taken on a, you know, anything or anyone to get to my crying child or my hungry child when they were infants. So if a well-meaning husband tries to, you know, soothe the baby at night or diaper the baby and the baby's crying, it's a physiological response that mama wants to save the day.
Interesting. Very interesting. You know, it's funny with the mother of my boys, maybe I had more oxytocin than she did because I was the one that always seemed to jump up in the middle of the night. There was some gut thing I got somewhere along the line. She wasn't bad, don't misunderstand me, but I felt like I had that same thing going on. And maybe it was just such worked up desire to be a dad, because I didn't become a dad until 4 days after my 40th birthday for the first time. And I was so eager, so ready, so hyped that I really took on the role and, in fact, became the stay-at-home parent shortly, you know, a few years later. So, which of Glennon is non-traditional and maybe against my DNA, but it's what I did.
And I think that's awesome. You know, in researching for the show today, I realized that, or I found out that 18% of preschoolers are cared for by full-time dads. And I thought of my friend Bruce, and I was like, you know, you're clearly in good company, and you've really done so much through Dad Chat and through your radio show and writings to really support that community. But 18% was much higher than I would have anticipated.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know that statistic. The statistic that actually troubles me more is that less than 50% of all families are nuclear. A man and a woman, a husband and a wife raising kids for the first time in American history. So that means the majority of families are non-traditional, whether it's two men, two women, a single mom, a single dad, grandparents, or any number of other things. And that is troubling to me. Listen, we got to take a break. We will be back with Dr. Tanya after these messages, so stay tuned.
Let me tell you a little story about a dude I know. His name is Bruce Allen. He used to have a Jew.